Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. As I travel the country, I meet some very interesting people, and you're going to hear a young man named Aaron Pierce from Minnesota, who's involved in a ministry to reach youth around the world. There's something called the global youth culture, and whether someone is in India or New York or Beirut or Hong Kong, there's a certain culture, there's a certain way of looking at life, there's certain media they consume and video games and so forth, and there are Christians trying to reach these people with the gospel of Jesus. You're going to want to stay tuned after this word to hear from my guest, Aaron Pierce, from the ministry called Steiger.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Aaron, tell me what the global youth culture means.
Well, what that means is there are young people all over the world today, no matter where you go, whether it's Europe, the Middle East, South America, and they're all watching the same movies, listening to the same music, playing the same video games. And so they really have this global culture where they're believing a lot of the same things about themselves, about God, about the world. And so you have this global youth culture where they believe so many of the same things. And so it's crazy. You can go to Amsterdam and they'll tell you the same things as you find here in the U.S. or anywhere around the world. So it's this uniform global culture.
And what is it they believe?
Well, it really comes down to two key things. One is relativism, and that's the idea that I get to decide what's right and wrong, and I get to decide what's truth. Basically, I'm God. You know, you might be into Jesus, that's fine. I'm into Buddha, and it really doesn't matter because it's all kind of the same anyway. And that leads to this moral decay and all this, you know, no shame that we see out there. And that's one big thing about the global youth culture. And the other is secularism, the idea that institutional religion, the church, is not relevant to their lives anymore. It's really just a dead, empty tradition of the past, something that they don't think matters. And so it really has no role in their life. And they have a negative misconception about Jesus and the church, and they reject it. And sadly, the Jesus they reject, we would reject also because it's not the real Jesus.
And I heard you speak earlier, and you said there were four things that define how people are. It starts with origin. Explain that.
Yeah, basically, the way you can define someone's worldview is how they answer these four questions. The first is origin, where do we come from? The second is purpose, what is the purpose in life? The third is morality, how do you define right and wrong? And lastly, destiny, what happens after we die? The way that you answer those four questions defines your worldview. And so the secular worldview defines the origin as, well, we're basically a product of chance. In some form of evolution. Our purpose is to just be happy because, you know, there really is no ultimate purpose, so you might as well just do what makes you happy. Morality is I get to decide what's right and wrong. And finally, our destiny is, you know, we kind of hope there's something out there, some vague spirituality, but if we're honest, we're just going to end up in the dirt. And that is the global youth culture worldview.
And how do you communicate the gospel to these people?
Well, the hard thing is that many of them have heard about Jesus, but it's not the real Jesus. And so the challenge is, how do you communicate Jesus to people who have such a negative view about who he is, where if you bring up the name Jesus, they're like, yeah, I know who that is, and I'm not interested. And so the challenge is for them to encounter the real Jesus. And I think a lot of it comes down to, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, and I'm paraphrasing, he said that he preached Christ and him crucified so that people would not be convinced by human wisdom, but by God's power. And what the global youth culture needs is not another persuasive argument or really nice program. They need to experience the power of God. They need to meet the person that is Jesus. And when they're able to do that, when you can communicate the message of the cross in a language that they understand, and they encounter Jesus and they experience his power, everything changes. And so it's all about knowing them, knowing their language, and communicating the message of the cross in a way they understand.
And how is this culture communicated across different continents, different languages, different cultures? What are the key ingredients? I'm guessing that one of them is social media.
Yeah, I mean, the internet and just this global culture is pervasive with this whole internet and social media and pop culture and entertainment industry. And so you have all these really loud voices speaking to them about what their life should look like. One of the real key characteristics of the global youth culture is this consumer mentality, that my identity is in how I look and what I have. And it's just ramped up on social media. And, you know, the whole statistic about how people, the more they use social media, the more depressed they are, because their life is not adding up to what they see around them. And so there's so many voices and so many like sound bites about their worth and who they are that are so loud that it's a challenge to break through that. And so, you know, we do it in all kinds of ways. The music and art can be a really effective way because it speaks to the heart and it can sometimes bypass the walls that they put up. But there's certainly a lot of challenges there.
And where is this going to go? Because it's mainly the youth now, but you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, this is going to permeate the whole culture, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. This is maybe the millennials today, but obviously these are going to be our leaders. And I think the scary thing is that the anchor that is biblical authority has been removed. And when you take away that anchor, what are you left with? You're lost. You're basically, you holding on to yourself. And so it's scary to think that there's no outside authority that we submit to. That we say, you know, despite what I want, I realize that that is what God has said is right and wrong. This is what truth is. And when you remove that, then we're left to choose for ourselves. And so the implications of that are quite scary. And you're seeing it in our culture today. But obviously, God has a way of using these hopeless situations to bring about change. And I think that there is a hunger for something real. I've seen a lot of young people are searching for something that is real because what they're experiencing isn't adding up today.
And I heard you say earlier that you go into churches and teach, you called it the Nehemiah plan,
Yeah. And
how people could reach this generation. So explain that.
Well, I mean, when I describe the global youth culture, they go, well, that sounds like my son. That sounds like my daughter or people in our church. How do we reach them? And so I'm always skeptical of some sort of methodology that isn't this, which is what we call the Nehemiah model, which is first and foremost, God needs to bring the need to your eyes. You need to see it, understand it. Like Nehemiah was made aware of the wall that was broken, that the Jerusalem was in ruins. And so he became aware of the need. You become aware of the global youth culture in our own cities. And then the first thing is you need to ask God to break your heart. Because that's the first thing that Nehemiah did, is he wept and God broke his heart for the need. And then he responded, not by doing something or building a program, but getting on his knees and praying and fasting. And he did that for a long time, knowing that God was the only answer to this, that his power is the only solution. So he prayed and he wept. And then after that, he responded with courage, because what God called him to do something, but it wasn't easy. And he had to have the courage to go to the king. And so often, you know, we may get that broken heart and we get on our knees and we're praying and we're fasting. And then God gives us something to do. But then do we have the courage to step out and do what God has called us to do? And that really is the methodology that we employ for reaching the global youth culture.
You know, all this is very interesting. And I'm particularly interested in how you and your family and your ministry reaches this culture. And I think that we're going to do that in our next podcast. I found what Aaron told me fascinating, and I hope you did too. But there's more. I wanted to find out more about the ministry and kind of what made it tick and how it started. That's the subject of another Strang Report. Be sure to tune in and find out what Steiger means and what they're doing to reach a culture that is into relativism and secularism, to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.